الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا وسندنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن العزيز والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم حميم والكتاب المبين إنا أنزلناه في ليلة مباركة إنا كنا منذرين فيها يفرق كل أمر حكيم أمرا من عندنا إنا كنا مرسلين وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا كانت ليلة النصف من شعبان فقوموا ليلها وصوموا يومها فإن الله تعالى ينزل فيها لغروب الشمس إلى السماء الدنيا فيقول ألا من مستغفر فأغفر له ألا من مسترزق فأرزقه ألا من مبتلى فأعافيه ألا كذا حتى يطلع الفجر أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. My dear respected elders, as we all know that this is the month of Sha'ban. It is a month which comes before the month of Ramadan, and it is one of the months which Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would, when it would come, he would say this dua, Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa balighna Ramadan. This is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that in these 2 months he would frequently make this dua, that oh Allah, give me barakah in the month of Rajab wa Sha'ban and give me the tawfiq to reach the blessed month of Ramadan. So this is the month which comes before the month of Ramadan, and again it is a month in which Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would increase his ibadah much more. So much so that it is said in the hadith that there is no 2 months in which Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would fast continuously apart from Sha'ban and Ramadan. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would profusely fast in the month of Sha'ban. He would increase his ibadah and he would make sure that his a'mal has been much more increased. Once Usama ibn Zayd radiyallahu ta'ala an asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so why do you profusely fast in the month of Sha'ban? I don't see you fast in any other month than more than the month of Sha'ban. He said, ذَاكَ شَهْرٌ يَغْفِلُ النَّاسُ عَنْهُ, that it is the month in which people forget about. People prepare to extra ibadah in the month of Rajab, the month before. It's because that is one of the months of Ashrul Hurum, one of the sanctified months. We know there's 4 sanctified months. Inna iddat al-shuhur inda Allah isma 10 shahran fi kitab Allah yawma khalaq al-samawati wal-arda minha arba'atun hurum. That out of the 12 months, 4 months have been sanctified by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And out of those 4 months, Salatum Mutawaliyat, 3 months which are consecutive, and that is Dhul-Qa'dah, Dhul-Hijjah, and Muharram, and one is Rajab. So when the month of Rajab will come, automatically, due to its sanctification, people would increase their ibadah. And then when the month of Ramadan will come, then naturally Muslims tend to do more ibadah in the month of Ramadan. So people tend to forget about the month of Sha'ban. So Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is indicating towards that. That the reason why I increase my ibadah, the reason why I increase keeping fast in the month of Sha'ban, is وَذَاكَ شَهْرٌ يَغْفِلُ النَّاسُ عَنْهُ بَيْنَ رَجَبُ وَشَعْبَانُ. That this is the month in which people tend to neglect, because it comes between Rajab and Ramadan. For Rajab is one of the months which are sanctified, and Ramadan is a month of which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases the reward of the ibadah, hence people tend to do more ibadah in it. But before that, the month, people tend to forget that also this is a month, a very blessed month. So Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam alluded to that fact, that this is the reason why I keep more fast. وَذَاكَ شَهْرٌ يَغْفِلُ النَّاسُ عَنْهُ بَيْنَ رَجَبُ وَشَعْبَانُ. People tend to forget. So this is why I keep fast. وَفِيهِ يُرْفَعُ أَعْمَالُهُمْ فَأُحِبُّ أَنْ يُرْفَعَ عَمَلِي وَأَنَا صَائِمٌ. That this is the month in which a'mal, the good a'mal, is accepted very easily. It is taken up very easy. فَأُحِبُّ أَنْ تُرُفَعَ عَمَلِي وَأَنَا صَائِمٌ. And so I wish and I desire that when my a'mal go up, I am in a state of fast. So this is why Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was profusely fast in this month. So it is only right that we also try to emulate the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Like I have said before, that for every action that needs to be done properly, there has to be some sort of practice. We have to do practice. Even after practice, we make mistakes. We make mistakes. I'll give you a classical example you all probably understand very easily. England lost just recently in penalty. After how much practice they've done in penalty, they still miss the goal. Doing so much practice, they still miss the goal. The manager said, I made them practice so much, but on the day, they made mistake and they lost. So after doing so much practice, they can make mistake. So do you think that we do not need practice, so that we can do our fast properly with all his sunnahs, with all his mustahabbat, so that we do it properly, so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can accept it? How many times we make so many mistakes in fast, that while we're fasting we are backbiting, while we are fasting we're neglecting our ibadah. So how is it that our ibadah is going to get accepted? How is it that our fast will get accepted? Just like that person who shot the goal, missed, and he lost the game. Likewise here, we can be fasting and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not accepted from our book, and then we have left with nothing. رُبَّ صَائِمٍ لَيْسَ لَهُ إِلَّا الْجُوعِ. There are many fast people who fast, but there is nothing for them apart from hunger. So we may have fast throughout the month of Ramadan, but instead of getting something from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all we have done is that we have wasted our time. All we have done is that we have stayed hungry. So is that what we want from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And remember, there is a severe warning for those people who do not get their fasting accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Again and again we hear that time and time again from different ulama on the minbar and from wherever in ta'aleem we hear. What do we hear? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the woe to that person, may the curse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be upon him, who in spite of receiving the month of Ramadan, could not get their sins forgiven. Jibreel was said that, and Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam He corroborated that by saying Ameen. Now, can there be any doubt left that that person dua, or that person, that this dua will not be accepted? There's no doubt. We have the best of all creation, who rahmatul lil alamin, Sayyidul Anam Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who has no sin, whose du'as are accepted. And on top of that, the bad-du'a and the curse is being brought by Jibreel Amin alayhi salam, Sayyidul Malaika, that the leader of all the angels. Such creations that when they make du'a, that their du'a are accepted. This is why it is said that when we should recite, we should perform our salah with jama'ah. The reason why is when the imam says Ameen, and whoever's Ameen matches with the Ameen of the Malaika, the salah is accepted. So here is the Malaika, Sayyidul Malaika, Jibreel Ameen alayhi salam, who is saying the woe to that person, may the curse of Allah be upon that person, may he be removed from the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may he be thrown into the fire of hell, who in spite of receiving the month of Ramadan could not get his sins forgiven. And our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is corroborating that. He is also saying Ameen. So there cannot be an iota of doubt left in that dua being not, in that dua not being accepted. So should we not practice? Should we not prepare for that? It's only right that we make effort in preparing ourselves for that special month. For that special month which even Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he himself, in spite of being Sayyidul Alam, in spite of being Ma'soom, in spite of him having the guarantee of place in Jannah, in spite of being the leader of all the prophets, in spite of having all these titles, he is also wishing and making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by saying, Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa balighna Ramadan. O Prophet of Allah, 2 months away from the beloved, from the most blessed month, the month of Ramadan. Oh Allah, give me barakah. Increase my life. Increase my a'mal so that I can receive the month of Ramadan. I do not want to be amongst those people who, in spite of being so close, could not reach the line and be deprived of the blessing of that month. So Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is teaching us an important lesson, that the month of Ramadan is a month in which people cannot afford to waste that month. People cannot afford to spend that month in ghafla and in wasting our time. No, it is a month in which we need to increase our ibadah. It is a month in which we need to get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is the month in which we need to get our sins forgiven. We have no choice but to make sure that our sins are forgiven. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made that very easy in the month of Ramadan. He has made that very easy. He has removed all the obstacles. This is why that in the month of Ramadan, before the month of Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what does he do? He tithes. He gets all the murdat of shayateen, all the devilish, all the devils, and all the corrupt shayateen. And what does he do? He chains them all up so that they cannot destroy the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is removing the obstacles. And at the same time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showers upon his servants the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that the heart becomes even more soft, so that it makes it easy for them. The path is being cleaned, the path is being cleared, so that my servants, when they go on that path, very easy for them to reach their goal. But in spite of the path being clear, in spite of all the obstacles being removed, and even after having all that, if we do not reach that goal, then we are to blame. This is why Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, woe to that person, may the curse of Allah be upon that person. that in spite of having all this done for him, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him the opportunity in the month of Ramadan, and on top of that he removed all the obstacles on his path, and on top of that he made it easy for him to do the ibadah, and all that having been done, he does not take benefit, he does not take, he does not reap the fruits of that. So this is why, my dear respected brothers and elders, that this is the month in which we prepare ourselves. We make preparation for that month. We do not waste our time. If we can, we increase our ibadah. If we can, we try to keep fasting in this month. And on top of that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given a special night in the month of Sha'ban, which is called Laylatul Bara'ah. It is the night in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives. This is why Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِذَا كَارَتْ لَيْلَةُ النِّصْفِ مِنْ شَعْبَانِ, that when the 15th night happens, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, فَقُومُوا لَيْلَهَا, that you should come, stand up in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and worship Him. وَصُومُوا يَوْمَهَا, and fast during the day. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى يَنزِلُ فِيهَا لِغُرُوبِ الشَّمْسِ إِلَى السَّمَاءِ الدُّنْيَا, that this is the night in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells His special favor. What? Is that right at the beginning of the night, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rahmah come down. Right from the beginning, from Maghrib. Whereas every night, at the time of tahajjud, in the last portion of the night, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes down. He comes down. That is the dua, that is the time when dua is accepted. That is the time when ibadah is accepted. This is why the awliyaz, this is why the muqarrabin, this is why the people who are close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they would stand up in what? In ibadah. تَتَجَافَى جُنُوبُهُمْ عَنِ الْمَضَاجِعِ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ خَوْفًا وَطَمَعًا وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ, that these are the qualities of the people of the muqarrabin. These are the qualities of those servants of Allah who want to become close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They keep themselves away from the bed. تَتَجَافَى جُنُوبُهُمْ عَنِ الْمَضَاجِعِ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ, they ask dua from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the last portion of the night. Why? Because that is the time when du'as are accepted. That is the time when ibadah is accepted. That is the time when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives the sins. But on this night, on this blessed night, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not reserve that only for the last portion of the night. From the very beginning of the night, إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى يَنزِلُ فِيهَا لِغُرُوبِ الشَّمْسِ, from the moment the sun set, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showers this blessing. His special favor is started. Not reserved for only the last portion. No, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept it as a forerunner for the month of Ramadan. Come, I've given you a chance to prepare yourself, to clean your heart, make yourself ready for the blessed month, which is the Shahru Ramadan alladhi unzila fihi al-Qur'an. Prepare yourself for that month. I have not kept it for the blessed people who make the effort of waking up during that last portion of the night. No, even right at the beginning, even for anybody who has a little bit of love for the deen, they can stand up, they can worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَنَادَى, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَيَقُولُ أَلَا مِن مُسْتَغْفِرٍ, is there anybody there who is seeking repentance so that I may forgive them? أَلَا مِن مُسْتَرْزِقٍ فَأَرْزُقَهُ, is there anybody who is seeking sustenance? Is there anybody who wants to make their daily bread easy? Come and ask for me. أَلَا مِن مُسْتَلٍ, is there anybody who is in some sort of difficulty so that I may remove the difficulty? This is the month, my dear respected brothers, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given. And that is the night which is about to come. The following Wednesday night, my dear respected brothers and elders, is an opportunity where we can ask from the treasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where we can prepare ourselves, where we can ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the tawfiq that in the month of Ramadan, which is about to come, that prepare us, give us the tawfiq so that we do not waste any second of it. على كذا على كذا حتى يطلع الفجر. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is throughout the night is making this announcement, and until Fajr happens, until Fajr happens, throughout the whole night Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making this call, is wanting us to come and sit down, spend some time, ask from him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us. He doesn't become angry when we ask. This is the beauty, my dear respected brothers and elders. Whereas we ask from the servants, they get angry. But Allah, he gets so pleased when we ask from him. So my servant is asking me. My servant is asking me. This is why, my dear respected brothers and elders, this opportunity is coming. Let's not squander this opportunity. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq.